We were talking earlier about the contingency planning for a possible general election during the current COVID-19 pandemic. Talks between Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens on government formation will resume today, against a backdrop, though, of that row between the two bigger parties over election plans. Fine Gael says officials in the Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government, headed, of course, by Fine Gael's Owen Murphy, were, quote, only doing their jobs by scenario planning for all eventualities. Well, is an election during the pandemic at all feasible? We can talk to Dr. Jennifer Kavanagh, who lectures in law at Waterford Institute of Technology and has been taking a look at this. A very good morning to you, Jennifer. Thanks for talking to us this morning. So I suppose it's not something that's provided for in any existing laws or in our constitution, but obviously would present enormous practical difficulties, a pandemic general election.
Yeah, well, constitutionally, if there is no support for someone to be Taoiseach, then, you know, you have to go and go back to the people and see what we come up with. Legislatively speaking, the special difficulty order that people will probably remember from the previous general election, where a candidate passed away in Tipperary, that was that allowed for the minister to adapt or modify certain elements of the normal electoral law for any special difficulty. Of course, a pandemic is a massive special difficulty, mm-hmm. because you would have to do things like spacing out people who are voting. It may be a case that you might want people voting over 2 days instead of the normal one. But the thing is, you would be changing so many different things to allow for an election to happen during a pandemic. So, for example, nominations, you know, you might need to leave a longer gap for that. Mm-hmm. People who want to register to vote, they would need to go to a Garda station. You don't want groups of people congregating in a Garda station for these kind of things to be done, because people may have moved their address in the interim. For the backlog to build up in the Garda station, the biggest issue you would have would be, for example, with agents of candidates in count centres. So we saw with the Shannon count that it is possible to do a count with social distancing, but it would take a very long time to do that. But agents of candidates, you may not want people in the count centre, so how would they be able to operate for candidates to ensure that, say, the count process has been done correctly as well? And you wouldn't have any tallies either.
I suppose it's not a job for the department, the government department, Owen Murphy's department, but how might political parties canvass, get their message out? Knock on doors, presumably, would be very problematic during this sort of campaign.
Exactly, because you have people who are over, say, 70 or people with chronic conditions, and they're still saying that they really should be staying at home. So if you have people knocking on the door, you're bringing possibly an infection risk. I only work in electoral law. I'm not an epidemiologist, yes. So I'm sure they would have particular insights on that one. But your traditional campaign would be out the window. If you're going to have people voting over a number of days, for the media, there's going to be a much longer moratorium, because you don't want people being influenced by different things on different days. So it would be very much a social media focused campaign, I would think, a very media focused campaign. And bear in mind, we don't have any electoral commission. We have well flagged issues around social media regulation for buying up, say, advertising. These things have not been fixed, so it would be a very open election for possible, you know, not necessarily political parties interfering, but maybe other agents getting involved in these things.
You mentioned postal votes. What is e-voting something that in the times that might be available could be looked at, or would that just not be practical?
Well, firstly, we'd have to find all the bits of the old electronic voting machines that have been broken up. So, no, that wouldn't be an option. And as well as that, Irish people don't really like electronic voting. We've seen that with the machines that were there that got mothballed and then eventually broken up. If you're looking between now and, say, maybe 4 or 6 weeks' time, when there may be an election, I don't think the vast majority of people would trust, as say, an internet-based system to vote, because it would just come in too fast. You know, people would rightly have questions where they'd want certain assurances on things, and I don't think you'd be able to do that in that period of time.
So it'll be the Pian Lui, and that would present another issue, because we'd have to make sure to wipe it down as it's
or
passed
bring
from
our own.
Or bring our own, yeah. Jennifer, look, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for taking time to talk to us. That was Dr. Jennifer Kavanagh from Waterford Institute of Technology. The time just coming up to 6:45.